You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Isaiah 54, verses 1 to 10. Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in travail. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her that is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Hold not back, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a wife of youth when she's cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I forsook you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. So the background to this Isaiah passage is, of course, the exile and the ending of it. But the experience of the exile is still sort of in their bones, because the exile felt like a clear sign that God was abandoning them. And so God addresses his people as a barren woman, as a childless, as a fruitless woman. Because, of course, the people of Israel in this season is feeling like, well, we're obviously not fulfilling our call, our vocation, who we're supposed to be. But what God says through the prophet is that this barrenness will not only end, but it will be reversed. They will need, as the message says, tons of elbow room for all their offspring. So it's a promise that even though they've been barren for a while, they will be very fruitful. And one of the signs of fruitfulness, of course, is children, is offspring, is followers. And then it reverts to another image, the image of Israel as a wife, which is a classic image among the prophets. And the way it's spoken of here is that she might have been pretty in her youth, but then later her spouse abandoned her, which of course is a horribly shameful experience for any woman. And God says that might have been your subjective experience, but now I am coming to marry you, to betroth you to myself. And he refers to a short period of anger and punishment, which was, of course, the exile. But that experience, even though we have not been in exile, can also be an experience that we have had, an experience of God disciplining and punishing us. And this might be potentially a helpful exercise to say, well, what if that punishment, that exile, had lasted any longer, as we probably would deserve? But what God says here is, my covenant of love, my covenant, my chesed, is stronger. And then it moves to this last image of the flood, which again was an event of judgment and of punishment, but followed by a covenant. And so this word no more, just like God promises to Noah that he will no more, never again destroy the whole earth. In a similar way, God promises here to the people of Israel a Barit Shalom, a covenant of peace that will last even if the world itself were destroyed, even if the mountains themselves were destroyed. Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.